Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Stars and lights and fires.
One of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
The show you are about to listen to took place in March of 1994. But before we can go to that show, I've got to tell you a little bit about this. Back in January of 1994, I received an invitation to appear and lecture at the Santa Monica Museum of Flying. Now, by this time, I had been doing UFOs Tonight for several years. And like most weeks, I got in there, I did my thing, took phone calls, but I never really had an idea of who might or might not be listening to my show. Now, I always tried to do a very good show, one that I would be proud of to listen to later. So, I get down to the Santa Monica Museum of Flying. Vicki and I set up a UFO magazine booth there. I forget all the people that were appearing down there, but at any rate, we're in there, we're setting up, we're putting UFO magazine out. And this guy walked up to the counter of where we were, and I looked and I said, "My God, I think I recognize him." And it was, in fact, Dwight Schultz, star of stage and screen. Dwight stuck his hand out, told me he had been a fan of mine for a long time. And I looked at this guy and I thought to myself, "He's a fan of mine?" Well, my God. He came in, heard me speak. Afterwards, we were sitting out there having a cup of coffee. And, by God, we clicked. We started talking quite frequently. And finally, I pulled my head out of my backside. And I said, "My God, Dwight, you've got an interest in the UFO subject. We publish a magazine, and I've got a radio show. It's a match made in heaven. Why don't you come on the show?" Well, he thought about it, then he agreed. And the show you are about to listen to, Dwight publicly came out of the closet and admitted, oh yeah, not only does he have an interest in the subject of UFOs, but he really, honest to Pete, thinks there's something there. Well, the show you're about to hear is monumental for a number of reasons. And the topics that Dwight and I covered that night on March the 5th, 1994, were far and wide-ranging. Now, I got to tell you, after this particular show, I had asked Dwight, "Would you be willing to come back?" And little did either he or I think that in the not too far distant future, he was going to be co-hosting with me, which led to a years-long friendship between Dwight and I. So sit back, get ready to be truly entertained, because this show is without a doubt one of the must-hears in the annals of Dark Matters Radio and UFOs Tonight. Let's go do it.